रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसी रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 46, द बर्थ ऑफ द मरुत्स. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. When Diti saw that her numerous sons, the Asuras, were destroyed by the Devas, her heart was heavy with grief, and she approached her husband Kashyapa and prayed to him with all humility. My children have been done to death, every one of them, by the powerful Devas sprung from thee. I pray thee, extend thy grace unto me and enable me to go through a course of austerities, whereby I might beget a son who would be the death of Indra. Kashyapa of boundless might heard her out, and his heart was wrung with pity at the mother's grief. Be it as you desire, observe for 1,000 years a strict vow and holy, pure in body and heart, and you shall have of me a son who will lord it over the 3 worlds. He passed his hands over her body, gave her his blessings, and departed to resume his tapas. With a glad heart, Diti betook herself to the holy Kushaplavana and took upon herself to observe a long and difficult vow. And upon her thus employed, did Indra wait upon with humble reverence all the time. He supplied her with the sacred grass, fire sticks, water, fruits, roots, and fire, and every other article that she might require. He pressed her limbs when she was tired, fanned her when she was hot, and was ever her right hand and shadow. 9,990 years passed away in this wise, when one day Diti turned with a bright face to Indra. He was ever at her side, anticipating her least wish, and said, "My dear son, your father Kashyapa was kind enough to accord me a boon, that I would get an excellent son if I observed a course of religious practices he instructed me in. Only 10 short years of this severe ordeal, and you will have the pleasure of beholding your younger brother. True, it is I resolved upon bringing forth a son who would put you down, but my heart has been won over to you by your sweet kindness and watchful service. It shall be my care to bring about perfect harmony between you both, so that the 3 worlds shall rest in peace and happiness." And upon them so speaking, the heat of noon came on apace, and Diti, worn out with her fasts and penances, chanced, inexorable fate impelling her thereto, to fall asleep in a careless posture, the hair of her head brushing her feet. Indra, ever on the watch for the slightest slip, saw that she was impure and laughed in joy and derision. "Fool that you are, you fondly imagine you have successfully accomplished your long course of tapas and pride yourself on being able to attain the results of your severe efforts." Then the dauntless lord of the angels made his entrance into her body, and with his weapons, the sharp pointed vajra, hacked the embryo into 7 pieces, whereat it began to set up a loud and pitiful wail. "Cry not, cry not," replied Indra, but all the same he went on with his dreadful task. Diti awoke, and from the depths of her agonized heart broke out the words, "Slay not, slay not." Indra desisted at the commands of his stepmother. Coming out of her body, he stood before her with reverently clasped hands and said, "Mother mine, you happened to fall asleep during the day, and that with the hair of your head touching your feet. You had rendered yourself impure, and I but took advantage of the favorable opportunity to rid myself of a rival who was growing to be my fate. It behooves you to pardon me this offense of mine." मंगलम कौशलेन्द्राय महनीय गुणाब्दे चक्रवर्ती धनुर्जाय सर्वभौमाय मंगलम.